Hello and welcome back to the Pillars of Perception podcast, where we dive deep into the mysteries of the mind and the narratives that shape our world. I'm your host, Hindel Ravelli, and today we're embarking on a tour through the shadowy realms of conspiracy theories. But not just any conspiracies, we're exploring what lies beneath, in the depths of our psychology, and how these beliefs can have far-reaching implications on society and politics. Now, when we hear about conspiracy theories, we might think of shadowy figures and dark secrets, but what if I told you that the intrigue of conspiracies goes much deeper, entwined with our very psychology and the political fabric of our society? You see, studies reveal that conspiracy theories aren't just radical beliefs held by people on the outskirts of rational conversation. Far from it. They're more common than you might think, cutting across all demographics and political beliefs. From the claim that President Obama wasn't born in the United States, to the belief that the Bush administration knew about 9/11 before it happened, these aren't just isolated whispers in the dark corners of society. But here's where it gets really interesting, and a bit concerning. With the power of the internet and social media, these theories spread like wildfire, unchecked and unchallenged. It's not just about a few individuals shouting to the void anymore. These narratives can take on a life of their own, shaping perceptions and, alarmingly, even public policy. In a world captivated by the digital echo chamber, even the royals find themselves entangled in the web of conspiracy theories. A recent wave of speculation swept across social media, suggesting that Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, was using a body double in public appearances. This theory, sparked by a video on social media, claimed footage of Kate at a farm shop was actually a professional impersonator. But let's pause and sift back from fiction. Kensington Palace has clarified that the princess is recuperating from surgery, poised to return to her royal duties post-Easter. Yet the absence of concrete information has fueled the fire of speculation, leading to an onslaught of theories and satires. Consider the mechanics of this phenomenon. The theory not only gained traction on platforms like TikTok and X, formerly known as Twitter, but it was propelled by the platform's algorithms, designed to feed our insatiable curiosity. In less than a day, these claims amassed over 23 million views combined, a testament to the viral nature of such narratives. But at what cost? Beyond the viral entertainment value, these narratives can cause real harm, eroding trust and causing distrust to the individuals involved and their families. It's a stark reminder of the double-edged sword that is our modern media landscape, where freedom of expression clashes with the responsibility of discernment. Imagine for a moment the impact of these beliefs. Decisions as critical as vaccinating a child can be swayed by the belief in a conspiracy. The ripple effect can be monumental, affecting public health, legislation, and even diverting political attention from pressing issues. But what drives us towards these complex tales of deceit and manipulation? What psychological need do they fulfill? Experts suggest that at the heart of this lies our innate desire for order, certainty, and control. When faced with confusing or random events, our brains crave a narrative that makes sense, even if it means buying into a conspiracy. Let's pivot to some compelling research that sheds light on why conspiracy theories grip our imagination so fiercely. A fascinating piece from PubMed dissects this, pinpointing a trio of psychological motives at play: epistemic, existential, and social. First up, the epistemic angle, our innate quest for knowledge and certainty. Conspiracy theories offer sprawling narratives that promise to untangle the complex web of reality. They provide neat, albeit speculative, answers where official accounts might offer none, tapping into our deep-seated need to make sense of the world around us. On the existential front, these theories touch on our primal need for control and security in an unpredictable world. They suggest that no event is truly random, but rather orchestrated by unseen hands. This notion, while unsettling, paradoxically offers a form of comfort. The idea that there's order in the chaos, even if it's under dubious control. And then there's the social motive, the way conspiracy theories can serve as a balm for our ego and our in-group identity. They allow us to deflect blame and maintain a sense of moral and intellectual superiority by believing we're privy to the real truth that others can't see. But here's the twist. Despite the allure of conspiracy theories promising understanding, control, and social validation, the research suggests that they might not be as fulfilling as they seem. Their speculative nature and inherent distrust in authority can, in fact, amplify the very anxieties and insecurities they aim to quell. This opens up a whole new avenue of inquiry. Who finds genuine satisfaction in these theories, and under what circumstances do they actually exasperate the unease they're meant to alleviate? It's clear that the relationship between us and conspiracy theories is far more complex than mere belief or disbelief. Yet, it's not just about finding patterns in chaos. There's more at play here. It turns out that our political ideologies and level of trust in institutions significantly influence our susceptibility to conspiratorial thinking. Those with a strong ideological bent and lower trust are more likely to latch onto theories that align with their worldview, reinforcing their beliefs in the face of contradictory evidence. So, where does this leave us? In a world increasingly polarized and segmented into echo chambers, the challenge becomes not just combating misinformation, but understanding the underlying psychological and societal forces at play. Delving into the psychology behind conspiracy theories reveals a complex interplay between our perception of power and our deepest fears and desires. Let's explore this intricate dance of the human psyche, where conspiracy theories serve as a stage. In the realm of conspiracy theories, the notion of power isn't just about who holds the reins in society. It's also about how we perceive these power dynamics in our minds. It's fascinating how these theories often point fingers at groups seen as powerful, like governments or big corporations, painting them as puppet masters behind the scenes. But here's where it gets intriguing. Our beliefs in these theories isn't just about spotting the so-called bad guys. It's deeply rooted in our need to make sense of the world, especially when we feel small or powerless. When things go wrong or don't make sense, it's comforting in a way to think there's a hidden hand at play rather than random chaos. Yet, this is where the human psyche takes a turn. While we might think we're challenging the powerful by believing in these stories, we're also giving power to others, sometimes to groups or individuals who, in reality, might not have much sway at all. It's like casting a shadow on the wall and fearing it as a monster. Our minds attribute more power to these groups than they might actually have. This psychological dance doesn't stop here. Conspiracy theories can also reflect our inner conflicts and biases. For some, they're a way to justify negative feelings towards others, like immigrants or different social groups, framing them as threats to our own way of life. It's a projection of our fears and insecurities onto others, making them the villains in our story. In a twist of irony, while we seek control and understanding through these stories, they can end up controlling us, feeding our anxieties and deepening our sense of powerlessness. It's a paradox where the quest of empowerment through knowledge leads us down a path of greater uncertainty and mistrust. As we peel back the layers of conspiracy theories, we uncover not just a narrative about external power struggles, but a reflection of our inner worlds. These theories speak to our deepest needs of security, understanding, and control, revealing the complex interplay between our perceptions of the world and the narratives we choose to believe. Diving straight into the heart of what shapes our beliefs in conspiracy theories, recent research has shed light on the complex interplay of personality traits and motivations. It turns out, intuition, a feeling of antagonism and superiority towards others, and sensing threats in one's environment play pivotal roles. Shauna Bose, a doctoral student in clinical psychology at Emory University, emphasizes that conspiracy theorists aren't the one-dimensional characters often portrayed in media. Many are drawn to conspiracy theories not out of simplicity or mental instability, but in search of answers and a sense of security in confusing times. This study, a comprehensive analysis of data from 170 studies involving over 158,000 participants, marks a significant stride in understanding the allure of conspiracy theories. It reveals that the need to comprehend one's surroundings and to feel part of a superior community are significant motivators behind this belief system. Interestingly, the desire for closure or control wasn't the main driver behind these beliefs. Instead, social connections seemed to be a stronger force. For instance, those who felt socially threatened were more inclined towards specific, event-based conspiracy theories, like the notion that the US government orchestrated the 9/11 attacks, rather than broad, abstract theories about governmental malevolence. Personality traits, particularly antagonism, paranoia, and a cocktail of insecurity, impulsivity, and eccentricity, were closely linked to a propensity of conspiracy beliefs. While the Big Five personality traits showed a weaker connection, they shouldn't be dismissed entirely in understanding why some are more drawn to conspiracy theories than others. Bose suggests that future research should embrace the complexity of conspiratorial thinking. Exploring the nuanced relationships between personality, motivation, and belief in conspiracy theories to unravel the psychology that underpins these ideas. As we navigate these complex narratives, it's crucial to foster a culture of critical thinking, empathy, and open dialogue. Only by peering beneath the surface, questioning our biases, and seeking truth can we hope to untangle the intricate web of perceptions that shape our reality. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the pillars of our perceptions. I'm your host, Hindal Gharabelli, and until next time, keep questioning, keep seeking, and stay curious.